राधे राधे, जय श्री राधे। आम्रा प्रत्यह कार्तिक व्रत के उपलक्ष्य करे
Observing Kartik Vrata, we are hearing daily early in the morning about Shrimati Radharani's Bhramar Gita. We are hearing about the glories of Bhramar Gita. Sri Shuka Muni have said he has said one gopi, some gopi, and that one gopi or some gopi is no one else but Shrimati Radharaniju herself. We have heard many Shastric references in this regard. In description from Agni Purana, we can find that this one gopi or some gopi is Sri Radha Thakurani herself. Personification of Mahabhav, Sri Radha Thakurani herself. So this mood of Chitra Jalpa, when Radharani speaks as she is seeing pictures in front of herself, this kind of mood is present, it's seen only in Shrimati Radharani. And in this Kali Yuga, it's also found, it's seen in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this Kali Yuga, Sriman Mahaprabhu has bestowed the supreme blessing upon the living entities of the Kali Yuga by bringing this Manjari Bhav . So Sriman Chaitanya Dev has taught all the living entities. He has brought it and he has taught everyone about it. Why did he come in this Kali Yuga? We can find many reasons. Amongst them, Sriman Mahaprabhu or Sri Golok Bihari Sri Krishna . He has some special reason. In Bengali we are saying that no one does anything without any reason. So the Lord does, but now he also had some reason. When Sri Krishna has hidden himself from the gopis, he also has had the reason. He had the reason then. Why? He himself has witnessed her dearest gopis Sakhi Vrindas. He has witnessed their endless love towards him. Hiding himself, he has witnessed that and he has realized that the gopis, they love him with the purest love, that they didn't have any further reason behind it. They didn't do it for any further gain, for their own. There was not even a tinge of their own desire. In the whole creation, there are so many worshippers of the Lord. But most of these bhaktas are sakam bhaktas, those who have so many desires along with the worship of the Lord. They wish to gain something for themselves. So then, they are not able to be nishkam bhaktas, or those without any desires for themselves. Nishkam bhaktas are those who don't have any further desire except to please the Lord, to serve for His own pleasure. They don't pray for anything else for themselves. They don't ask for anything for themselves. So if those that worship the Lord desire something, they are sakam bhakta. They are the bhaktas that worship the Lord with so many desires on their own that they also wish to fulfill along. But the gopis, they were nishkam bhaktas. They didn't desire anything else for their own gain. So the Supreme Lord, Nanda Nandan Shri Krishna, he performed ras with gopis, with Shri Radharani. So, as he has disappeared just before the ras, the gopis were lamenting, and that's their gopi geet. Seeing them in such a state, Shri Krishna Chandra, he was speechless. He realized, he witnessed the pain of their separation from him. The life force of the gopis was leaving them. The way they prayed, they lamented, they pleaded for Krishna to appear. Witnessing that, Shri Krishna was speechless. The gopis are loving me so much. Shri Radharani is loving me so much. They're not able to maintain their life even for a moment without me. The gopis were chastising the creator Brahma, telling that he is not qualified to create. They said, he has created our eyelids, which is just not allowing us to have Krishna's darshan. These eyelids don't have any other reason than just to block our vision and not allow us to see Shri Krishna. So seeing the gopis in such a state, Shri Krishna desired to relish that same mood, to relish his own beauty, sweetness. So he understood, he realized that he should come taking the mood of Sri Radharani, and that would be the only way to relish his own beauty. This is why he came in Gaur Rup, in the golden form, in this Kali Yuga. And in this way, he was able to relish Radha Prem. He was able then to realize, to relish how Sri Radharani loves him. He was able to relish all of these leelas. Through this mood of Srimati Radharani, he was able to realize, who am I as Sri Krishna? He was able to relish himself. So the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he himself comes in the human-like form of Sriman Mahaprabhu in Sri Jagannath Puri Kshetra in this Kali Yuga, relishing his own sweetness, his own attraction. So this mood of separation of the gopis of Sri Radharani, Sriman Chaitanya Dev has shown, has relished himself in a very clear way. In Shastra, Kali Yuga is described as the age of endless faults, but at the same time, if someone accepts and does Manjari Swarup Upasan, the way of worship, Manjari Bhav, accepting Manjari Swarup, by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, he would be able to do so. By the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Dev, he would be able to relish a little bit of Radha Bhav. A little bit means a millionth part of it. Otherwise, no one would be able to enter into it without the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Dev. Our acharyas described it. So the Lord himself, he told, I am not able to describe the glory of Gopi's love for me. So we can think about it, how we can at all ever understand about it. By Sriman Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Srimati Radharani's mercy, by hearing about it, reading about it, thinking about it, our life can become fortunate. So the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, taking the mood of Srimati Radharani, he comes in a human-like form, in Radha Bhav, to relish his own attraction, his own sweetness, to realize this love, experience this love of the gopis, of Radharani for him. And by Mahaprabhu's mercy, a little by little, we are trying to understand Radha Tattva. these topics about Radha, this Radha Tattva, is very, very deep, very secret, very hidden. It's very hard to find these descriptions and understandings in the Shastra. Shri Shuka Muni was such a great bhakta of Srimati Radharaniju that at no place he didn't mention the name of Srimati Radharani. He was the supreme Rasik bhakta. If he would do so, his bhavas would start manifesting and he wouldn't be able to complete Srimad Bhagavatam. He would fall into samadhi instead. So he said,
Srimati Radharani Jivi Atra
Srimati Radharani Ju She's having the darshan of one bumblebee. And she is considering this bumblebee a messenger of Sri Krishna. And through her mood of Chitra Jalpa, when she speaks as she is seeing pictures in front of her, she is expressing her mood of transcendental anger towards Krishna. In this way, she indirectly speaking to this bumblebee, she speaks to Uddhavji. She's chastising Krishna. And in this way, speaking in this way, she chastises the messenger of Krishna, this bumblebee, or indirectly Uddhavji himself. Srila Jiva Goswami gives example as well as other of our acharyas in their commentaries. They describe that the prem, the purest love of Vraj, has two manifestations. One is meeting and one is separation. Yes, meeting is so great, but even more bliss is coming in separation. How is that? Because the meeting after the separation is bringing even greater bliss. Radharani and the Sakis, they do experience bliss when they meet Krishna. It's not possible to describe the glories of this bliss. But when Sri Krishna disappears, let's say the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Golok Bihari Sri Krishna, would leave Sri Golok Dham. And he wouldn't appear for a long time. The gopis would cry, would lament. Sri Radharani and Sakis would experience a great distress. But when Krishna would come back, how much more bliss they would experience meeting him after such a great separation. So the meaning of this separation is that actually that further bliss of meeting is even more great, undescribably more great and relishable. Otherwise, what would be the meaning in being in separation? Because this separation then shows the value of the meeting. Furthermore, so this separation actually creates even greater bliss. In separation from Krishna, the gopis experience immense pain. But what they do then? They are hearing about Krishna, they are speaking Krishna Katha, they are remembering Krishna, and this is the way that they gain the peace again. As this shloka of Gopi Gita expresses, that the Krishna Katha, hearing and speaking about Krishna, is bringing the greatest bliss, the greatest light-giving nectar. So in this separation from Krishna, from outside, it looks the gopis are experiencing the greatest pain. But internally, actually, at the same time, they are experiencing the greatest bliss through remembering Krishna, through manifesting, performing his leelas, through hearing and speaking about him. Witnessing all these moods of the gopis, Srimati Radharani, Uddhavji is speechless. He is the greatest jnani, but now he is not able to even utter a word. So Uddhavji is considering, I haven't ever seen or read about such a great love as the gopis, as Srimati Radharani you have towards Krishna. He's completely speechless. When he was leaving back to Mathura, we are now speaking of a little further moments, but just in order to explain this point, that the gopis and Srimati Radharani were worshipping Krishna, were loving Krishna only for his pleasure. So when Uddhavji was going back to Mathura, he was offering obeisances to Sri Radharani with six limbs of his body and with folded hands. He told, "Hey Radhe, I'm going back to the Lord of your life." So, shall I tell something to the Lord of your life, to the lover of your life? Sri Radharani answered, "Hey dear Uddhav, please don't tell to the lover of my life that he should leave everything he does there and that he should come back to us. If the lover of our lives, if the Lord of our lives would come back to us, it would be so wonderful." The life force, the life air would come back to our dead-like body. This body that's already dead, experiencing such a pain of separation from him. If he would come back, the life would come back in our dead bodies, lifeless bodies. it would be the greatest festival again. But please don't tell him that he should come back and leave everything he does. The gopis desire to experience the greatest pain. They desire to go to hell only for pleasure of Krishna, only for his happiness. Srimati Radharani told, let him do what he desires. Don't tell him that he should come back. When Narad Muni came, the gopis told, he Naradji, if the dust of our feet would help our Lord to cure his headache, to again feel well and happy, we are ready to give it. Nobody gave you. No other bhaktas were ready to give the dust of their feet. Why? If someone would put the dust of their feet upon the transcendental body of the Supreme Lord, they would go to hell immediately. Everyone knows that. This is why they didn't wish to give the dust of their feet to you. But if our Lord will get cured by getting the dust of our feet, we are ready to go to hell even. We are ready to give the dust of our feet to cure the headache of our Lord. So the gopis, desiring the pleasure of Krishna only, this is the example that they are not fearing going to hell even to be able to do so. The gopis, Shri Radharanis, Vrajavasis, the only meaning of their services to please Krishna. Srimati Radharani and all her sakis, they're able to do anything for Krishna's pleasure, for Krishna's happiness. These Vraja gopis, and amongst them Srimati Radharani ji, they worship Krishna in nishkam mood, meaning worshipping Krishna without any desire for themselves. They were able to surrender everything, to give everything to Krishna. So when Srimati Radharani, in separation from Krishna, when her life force was leaving her, Srimati Radharani ji, she spoke to Lalita ji, to Lalita Sakhi. She said, hey Lalita, when whole life force, when my life leaves this body, this lifeless body, what will happen? Shri Radharani says, let this body dissolve, this lifeless body dissolve with five elements. Let the element of earth serve my Lord when he comes and he would walk upon the earth. Let the element of water serve my Lord when he comes into the lakes, in the rivers to take bath. Let the fire element, the effulgence, gives a light by which my Lord would be able to see his beautiful face. Let the wind element create a pleasing breeze there where my Lord will come. So there are no words that would be able to describe this mood of Srimati Radharani. So she is saying, Hey Lalita, so when this wind element of my body would be able to serve the Lord by creating the pleasing breeze for him. So in this way, Srimati Radharaniji is telling to Sri Lalitaji, when I give up this body, when the life force leaves this lifeless body, let those five elements of my body continue serving the Lord. So even when giving up this body, in this way, I would be able to serve my Lord, to continue serving him. So who would be able to express this kind of mood? We are trying to explain, but only someone who has a stone heart can even try to express something. Those who experience deeply these moods, they wouldn't be able to even mention a word about it. They would be speechless witnessing such a mood. So this is the second shloka of Brahma Gita that Sri Radharani speaks. Seeing the bumblebee, she is saying, Hey Brahmar, hey friend of a cheater. Srimati Radharani is expressing her mood of transcendental anger towards Krishna. She is calling a bumblebee and saying, O messenger of that cheater, I can see that you are wearing the dress and the garlands of your friend cheater. I know that because his fragrance through that cloth, through that garland, is entering my nostrils. We are telling a little by little of what Sri Radharani is saying, because we can't tell everything. We can't express everything in this katha, otherwise we would do aparad, offense. I can recognize that fragrance of your friend. That fragrance is coming into my nostrils. the fragrance of his cloth, of his garland. So she is calling Krishna Madhupati and the bumblebee Madhupa. Madhupati, or the Lord of Mathura, is Shri Krishna, and your name is Madhupa, the bumblebee, the one that is relishing the madhu, the honey of the flowers. There is a honey within flowers, and you, bumblebee, is relishing, enjoying that nectar, that honey of the flowers. When you relish it all, you simply leave the flower. So Srimati Radharani, speaking in this way, is manifesting her mood of Chitra Jalpa. She is saying, in the same way, you are leaving the flower when you enjoy all the honey, all the nectar in it. Your friend Cheater, Madhupati, the Lord of Mathura, Shri Krishna, who is now the King of Mathura, he has relished us. He has enjoying us. He has enjoyed us. And then he left us unsatisfied. So both of you are the same. He is like you and you are like him. Both of you have the same mood. So Srimati Radharani is chastising the bumblebee. She is speaking to him. She is saying, you are cheater and your friend is cheater. If both of you wouldn't be cheater, you wouldn't be friends. Because two cheaters, they know how to deal amongst themselves, how to speak among themselves. So, O bumblebee, O Madhupa, O the one that relishes the nectar, the honey, you're trying to tell me something. You're buzzing around, trying to tell me something, but I'm not interested in hearing it. Go back. Go where you came from. Go to your Madhupati. Go back to the King, the Lord of Mathura, Shri Krishna. Go away, go far away from here. Why are you shaking your head? Are you trying to tell me something? I'm not interested to hear at all. Go away, go back from where you have come. So in this way, expressing this mood of transcendental anger towards Krishna, through this Chitra Jalpa mood, Shri Radharani is chastising the bumblebee and indirectly chastising Uddhavji, the messenger, both being messengers of Krishna, as Radharani considers. The bumblebee being the messenger of Krishna and Uddhavji himself. So all these moods of her thoughts, she's now speaking towards this bumblebee. Actually, indirectly speaking to Uddhavji, expressing to her mind towards him, to him. Witnessing these moods of Srimati Radharani, Uddhavji is speechless. Although being the greatest jnani, the greatest learned scholar, he is now not able to utter a word, and he is praying to Sri Krishna that, O my Lord, who have sent me to Vraj with a mission to bring peace, to pacify the Vrajavasis, but actually the real reason you have sent me to Vraj is to realize this Vraja Prem, the purest love of Vrajavasis, of the gopis, of Sri Radharani, of Yashoda Maya, of Nandapada, Nanda Baba, of the gopas towards you. If you wouldn't send me here to Vraj, I wouldn't be ever able to realize it. So Uddhavji is again and again offering obeisances to Sri Radharani, to Sri Krishna, and thanking him for sending him to Vraj and allowing him to witness these moods of Vrajavasis, and most of all of the gopis, and amongst them the topmost, the dearest of his, Srimati Radharani. This kind of purest love is not present, it's not described anywhere else in the Shastra. Only in Sri Radharani and in her sakis, in Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, and all the other Vrajavasis. To all of them, Krishna is more dear than their own life. So this purest love of Rajavasis, of the gopis, it's very hard to understand. Only in this Kali Yuga, by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, if by mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu someone tries to enter into these topics, they would be the most fortunate. The most secret topics in all the Shastras is this Gopi Bhav, this Manjari Bhav Upasana. Daily, early in the morning, exactly at 5 o'clock, we are trying to speak about it little by little. Today we are concluding our katha here. So we are speaking, although being unqualified. So Maharaj is humbly asking everyone's blessings in this regard, that he's humbly expressing that may devotees bestow their kindness through their good qualities.